Making sustainability work. Best practices in managing and measuring corporate social, environmental, and economic impacts. Authors: Mark J. Epstein and Adriana Reschke-Bohavak. Sustainability is defined as economic development that meets the needs of the present generation without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. The impetus to create sustainability may be driven by internal factors, such as management commitment to sustainability as a core value, or by management recognition that sustainability can create financial value for the corporation through enhanced revenues and lower costs. The size of corporate sustainability expenditures is increasing rapidly, and the necessity of improved identification and management of these impacts has become critical. Firms shouldn't underestimate their ability to turn sustainability into a competitive advantage. Strategy and leadership are minimum enablers to successful sustainability implementation. 9 Principles of Sustainability. To further understand what sustainability is in the context of corporate responsibility, we've broken it down into 9 principles that highlight what's important in managing stakeholder impacts. 1. Ethics. The company establishes, promotes, monitors, and maintains ethical standards and practices in dealing with all of the company's stakeholders. 2. Governance. The company manages all of its resources conscientiously and effectively. Recognizing the fiduciary duty of corporate boards and managers to focus on the interest of all company stakeholders. 3. Transparency. The company provides timely disclosure of information about its products, activities, and services, thus permitting stakeholders to make informed decisions. 4. Business relationships. The company engages in fair trading practices with suppliers, distributors, and partners. 5. Financial return. The company compensates providers of capital with a competitive return on investment and the protection of company assets. 6. Community involvement, economic development. The company fosters a mutually beneficial relationship between the corporation and community in which it's sensitive to the culture, context, and needs of the community. 7. Values of products and services. The company respects the needs, desires, and rights of its customers and strives to provide the highest levels of product values. 8. Employment practices. The company engages in human resource management practices that promote personal and professional employee development, diversity, and empowerment. 9. Protection of the environment. The company strives to protect and restore the environment and promote sustainable development with products, processes, and other activities. Developing a corporate sustainability strategy. Forming a successful sustainability strategy is about choosing which issues the company will address. This strategy goes through several stages. Stage 1. Identifying stakeholders. How an organization chooses to define its stakeholders is an important determinant of how stakeholder relations are considered in sustainability decision-making. Relationships with stakeholders should evolve over time, and they often go through the following 4 stages. 1. Awareness. At this stage, stakeholders know that the company exists. 2. Knowledge. Here, companies provide stakeholders with information to make decisions. 3. Admiration. This is where stakeholders develop commitment toward the company. 4. Action. Companies are now taking action to collaborate further with stakeholders. Channels for engaging stakeholders. There are several channels for engaging with stakeholders and building trust, including A. Focus groups. These uncover uncertainties, vulnerabilities, and concerns, and are recommended when assessing customers, employees, and social stakeholders. 8 to 10 participants are asked to actively discuss among themselves the issue at hand in the following format. 1. Participants are asked for feedback on ideas, insights, and experiences. 2. A discussion leader moderates and structures the debate. 3. Sessions are repeated a number of times with different participants. 4. The benefits of focus groups are: a wide range of stakeholders are involved, points of view are shared, and hidden issues can be uncovered. Local knowledge becomes available to identify threats and opportunities. B. Third-party polling. Polling by opinion research firms provide a sense of how important these issues are to the company's stakeholders and how they might react. C. Surveys. They give some insight into the intensity of stakeholder reaction to certain issues. These intensity of feeling polls can be translated into monetary terms by asking questions about the impact of certain issues on buying products. The resulting numbers can then be calculated as lost sales. D. Nonprofits. These offer significant opportunities to companies because of the impact they have on communities. Finding a right strategic partnership with a nonprofit will support the sustainability strategy and increase credibility in communication with stakeholders. Stage 2. Choosing between thinking globally or locally. Though management commonly proposes that companies should think global but act local, implementing such a system can be challenging. Global organizations struggle with the balance between one worldwide corporate sustainability standard for management systems and performance, on one hand, and widely different local government regulations and competitive pressures, on the other. Therefore, managers must assess internal and external factors to decide whether a sustainability strategy should be based on global or local standards. One way to evaluate the long-term impact of these decisions and identify relevant internal and external factors that lay the foundation for decision-making process is shown in the next table. Stage 3. Developing a sustainability culture. Empirical studies find that firms that integrate sustainability into their culture and business practices are better able to integrate sustainability messaging into their mainstream communications. Some best practices that are crucial for building buy-in across the entire business system are cross-functional and multi-generational interaction to create a sense of community, starting on real projects developed by employees with short timelines, and clear, consistent communication via newsletters, internal memos, blogs, etc. Employee training may be used as another tool for dissemination of new values and needed competencies. To shift mindsets, Nissan, a leading global auto manufacturer, has trained 99% of its company's staff in environmental issues to foster sustainability awareness. Other overall activities include monthly newsletters to raise staff awareness of the environment, work participation in facility inspections and lectures, and in environmental management system training. Stage 4. Risk assessment. Today, risks are both large and more varied than previously thought. A common challenge now is how to integrate social, environmental, and political risks, such as political instability, business corruption, child labor practices, or environmental pollution into management decisions. And the best way to face that challenge is by developing a risk profile. There's 3 steps to this process. Identifying background risk sources. In order to identify risks that may impact a company, managers must understand the setting in which they're doing the business. For the companies that must or choose to operate in risky environments, identifying these risks is the first step to managing them effectively. Identifying real versus perceived risks. Real risks refer to all social, environmental, and political issues that occur either to the corporation or because of corporate operations and impact the business. Perceived risks, on the other hand, include all issues that stakeholders, including consumers, employees, and communities, consider a company responsible for, whether or not evidence bears out the perception. It's important to identify both types and their sources in order to manage them effectively, identifying company or project-relevant sustainability risks. Company or project-relevant sustainability risks can vary, depending on specifics such as location within a country, and can be more nuanced than the more general risks. Although the CEO and the board are the ultimate risk managers in a company, many different employees can integrate risk management into their jobs. Personnel who may have become aware of risk at an early stage include a line manager at a plant in a developing country. He may be aware of negative community reactions to the corporation through discussions among workers or from personnel in public affairs who learn of negative government attitudes to the firm while lobbying. Stage 5. Measuring social, environmental, and economic impacts. To measure social, environmental, and economic impacts, we need to understand how stakeholders place value on these 3 aspects. The concept of value is based on the preferences that people have for the services and products they use. So, how can managers measure these values and incorporate them into organizational decisions to improve long-term profitability?